Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 13th, 2024, through Friday, May 17th, 2024. Monday, May 13th, 2024. Former hospital manager sentenced to federal prison for defrauding employer, money laundering, and tax evasion. Timothy S. Gilbert was sentenced to 3 years in federal prison after having previously pled guilty to 22 counts of wire fraud, 10 counts of money laundering, and 4 counts of tax evasion. Court documents reveal, while employed as a rehab manager for a local manager for a local hospital and medical group, Gilbert used a corporate credit card to make unauthorized purchases of prepaid credit cards and gift cards. He would then convert funds from the fraudulently obtained cards using his personal PayPal, Stripe, and bank accounts to conceal his scheme, make personal purchases, and withdraw large amounts of cash to gamble at casinos. Gilbert concealed the credit card payments from his employer by circumventing company policies. Between 2019 and 2022, Gilbert stole and laundered over $607,000. In addition to serving 3 years in custody, Gilbert was ordered to pay over $607,000 in restitution to the victim hospital, over $160,000 in restitution to the Internal Revenue Service for unpaid taxes, over $38,000 to the Internal Revenue Service and the Pensacola Police Department for the cost of prosecution, and $3,700 in special monetary assessments. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Tuesday, May 14, 2024. Head of legal and compliance for a multi-billion dollar cryptocurrency pyramid scheme OneCoin sentenced to 4 years in prison. Irina Dilkinska received a 4-year prison sentence for her role in the massive OneCoin fraud scheme. OneCoin, which began operations in 2014 and was based in Sofia, Bulgaria, marketed and sold a fraudulent cryptocurrency by the same name through a global multi-level marketing MLM network. As a result of misrepresentations made about OneCoin, victims invested over $4 billion in the fraudulent cryptocurrency. Dilkinska previously pled guilty to conspiracy to commit wire fraud and conspiracy to commit money laundering. According to the allegations in the superseding information and other filings and statements made in court, in 2014, Ruja Ignatova, aka the Crypto Queen, and Carl Sebastian Greenwood, co-founder of OneCoin, a company based in Sofia, Bulgaria, that marketed a purported cryptocurrency by the same name, which was in fact a fraudulent pyramid scheme. OneCoin operated as an MLM network through which members receive commissions for recruiting others to purchase cryptocurrency packages. Dilkinska was the purported head of legal and compliance for OneCoin, but rather than ensuring that OneCoin complied with the law, Dilkinska assisted in running its day-to-day operations and laundered money for OneCoin, including arranging for the transfer of $110 million in fraudulently obtained OneCoin proceeds to a Cayman Islands entity. Source, Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Wednesday, May 15, 2024. Defendant sentenced to 10 years in prison for laundering drug proceeds to Mexico through local cell phone storefronts. Cruz Alberto Perez Nunez pleaded guilty in October 2023 to money laundering and conspiring to possess with intent to distribute 1 kilogram or more of heroin. The defendant orchestrated teams of drug dealers in central Ohio and laundered the proceeds to Mexico. In the fall of 2020 and spring in 2021, 8 original federal defendants were sentenced to prison for the same conspiracy, in which they laundered $44 million in drug proceeds to Mexico through local cell phone storefronts. The stores sold few, if any, cell phones, and they concluded little, if any, legitimate business otherwise. The defendants received sentences ranging from 5 to 18 years in prison. Perez Nunez was a drug trafficker and a regular customer of the cell phone storefronts who laundered his drug proceeds from Columbus to Nayarit, Mexico. Perez Nunez and others coordinated and sent bulk money transfers to a list of names in Mexico. Thousands of illicit wire transfers were completed per year. Drug dealers from multiple narcotics trafficking cells would drop large amounts of narcotics money at the stores, after which the store owners would falsify money sender names, addresses, and phone numbers on the wire transfers to Mexico to conceal the nature of the proceeds. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Thursday, May 16, 2024. Another co-founder of medical charity in St. Joseph pleads guilty to $8 million fraud scheme. James L. McGinnis of St. Joseph pleaded guilty in federal court for his role in an $8 million wire fraud conspiracy that cheated hundreds of members and to making false statements on a personal tax return. McGinnis co-founded Medical Cost Sharing, a tax-exempt organization, and served as its chief operating officer from 2014 through December 2022. Craig Anthony Reynolds of St. Joseph, another co-founder of Medical Cost Sharing, pleaded guilty to the same charges in a separate but related case on November 14, 2023. Reynolds incorporated and ran Medical Cost Sharing as its president and chief executive officer from 2014 through December 2022. McGinnis and Reynolds each admitted that he and his co-conspirators used false and fraudulent promises to market medical cost sharing as a health care sharing ministry to defraud hundreds of ministry members. They collected more than $8 million in member contributions, yet paid only 3.1% in health care claims so they could personally profit and take most of the members' contributions for themselves. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2024. Friday, May 17, 2024. Former FHP trooper and DEA task force officer pleaded guilty to conspiring to distribute narcotics, defrauding the United States, and illegally possessing a firearm and ammunition. Joshua Grady Erie pleaded guilty to one count of conspiring to distribute narcotics, one count of conspiring to defraud the United States, and one count of possessing firearms and ammunition while an unlawful user of controlled substances. According to the plea agreement, while employed as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper and designated task force officer with the Drug Enforcement Administration, Erie and a co-conspirator engaged in a widespread and extensive corrupt activity from 2017 through 2023. These corrupt acts included the theft of money and illegal drugs that were seized as evidence during criminal investigations, providing the illegal drugs to others to distribute on his behalf, and extorting or accepting cash payments from drug dealers in exchange for protecting them from arrest by law enforcement. Erie faces a combined maximum penalty of 60 years in federal prison, including a minimum mandatory sentence of at least 5 years for the drug distribution conspiracy. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. The American Board of Forensic Accounting would like to offer you the opportunity to purchase an electronic copy of the textbook, Forensic and Investigative Accounting, 10th edition, featuring renowned author Dr. D. Larry Crumbly, at the sale price of $145. For more information, please contact Dr. Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us.